Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Let's face it, in today's uncertain times, simple conversations about your health can have powerful results.
There's something you are likely eating every day. It can negatively affect your waistline, complexion, and overall health.
On the Dr. Gundry podcast, Stephen Gundry, a renowned cardiothoracic surgeon and New York Times best-selling author, cuts through the BS to help you make better health choices.
You have the ability to heal yourself if you give yourself the right ingredients to do it with.
Dr. Gundry has spent the last 20 years empowering people around the world to help reverse and prevent some of our most serious ailments through the power of diet and lifestyle changes.
You will change 90% of you. You will be a brand new you.
Tune in to the Dr. Gundry podcast to start your health journey. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you.
Well, we cover a lot of ground. We even do some acting lessons in this episode. I was
Strasburg.
I was
Strasburg, Sanford Meisner. Will you take your pick? We got it.
I was thoroughly impressed with the knowledge I handed out, and then Stromer came in with some hot grout talk. So it's a lot of answers in this episode. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John. I always say, push yourself, seek discomfort. That's why I throw myself. I was in the ocean. I went into the ocean this morning about 8:15. So that was cold. But let's not have the discomfort in your pants. Get real comfortable in Tommy John. Start every morning in Tommy John underwear. You'll be that much more comfortable to do everything else. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have converts, man. I'm wearing my Tommy Johns right now. Once you get into Tommy John, you don't get back into whatever you're wearing before Tommy John's. Breathable. It's lightweight. Great for travel. 96% four-star plus review on 12 million pairs sold. It's the best pair you'll ever wear. Or it's free. Guarantee, right, Matt?
Go to TommyJohn.com/ace for $20 off site-wide. Get $20 off only until November 9th at TommyJohn.com/ace. TommyJohn.com/ace. See site for details.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice, but they're going to mandate you. Get it on, man. The thing that's funny is you always scare your microphone and camera when you do that, and it seizes on you a little bit.
He also scared his wife. She just got up and walked away.
She didn't leave. She realized that things were changing here. The air is different in the room.
Yeah. All right. So welcome to Ace on the House. Matt Corolla, it's Eric Stromer over there.
Yes,
blessed to be sitting in our studio doing our show. And Stromer, feel like you could start coming in the studio at some point in the near future, right?
Well, I don't know why not. Now, here's the deal. The sophomore in high school went to a couple of Halloween parties. So because of the 90-year-old mother living in the guest room right now,
our house,
I said to him, you can go to the parties, but now you're going to be living in this tent from REI that enables you to stand up and we'll put a mattress in there with your TV.
Mm-hmm.
He now lives in the backyard like a homeless person, but he's free as of tomorrow.
Oh, really?
He gets to come back. Been like six, seven days.
Has he literally been quarantining in a tent in the backyard?
He's been in a tent. We let him come in and go to the restroom, but we're trying to slowly prep him for the idea of he's going to start playing AAU ball, you know, in the next couple of weeks out in the country, you know, where you're getting D'd up with a bunch of people in a gym.
Mm-hmm.
So we want them to get used to the idea of, you know, you can go do whatever you want, but you got to live in the tent. And here's your, I literally unzip the bottom zipper, slide the plate in, and then zip it back up and walk away. He seems to enjoy it out there. I think it gives him a sense of privacy. He's on his own, and, you know, fuck him. He's in the tent.
Wow. I like your policy. What are you working on?
Well, I just came from the job. I'm doing a remodel and doing a garage conversion. Just the guys came in and installed the mini split, which is such a beautiful heating and air system for $25,000 to $3,000. You know, you put the compressor outside, you run the lines up the stucco with a nice cover you can paint out so you don't even see it. The head unit's on the inside. It's automated with a remote, and it's heating and air, and it works really, really well for the size room that you size it to. And I just love it. The only problem I got gouged by some rose thorns.
Is better than being gouged by an Armenian heating and air guy. All right.
Thank you. Boy, have I been through that run. Trust me, I know.
Is that split air system? Is that Bosch? Is that Hitachi? Who makes that?
This is the Mitsubishi. Sorry, it's Mitsubishi. Yes.
I said Hitachi, I meant Mitsubishi.
And they've been very, very difficult to get because they're not making as – I think they're making the same amount, but they're sitting in San Pedro in a container. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're in limited supply until, you know, they release the shipments. So the guy I use all the time for HVAC stuff bought a crap load of them and has like 20 in a warehouse, thank God. So for me, it's been easy to get them.
So that unit, so you figure out what the cubic footage is. Is it a square footage or cubic footage kind of thing?
Cubic footage. So, you know, you give them the floor, the plan dimensions of the room and then the height of the ceiling. And then you just kind of go from there and they kind of guesstimate what they think would work best.
And it's heat and air, but
heat and air.
There needs to be a compressor. It's not all in the unit.
Correct. The compressor is right outside the wall of the room usually, and that can run, you know, 20 feet away if you needed to. So it's really flexible in terms of isolating one room from the rest of the house if you need to kind of boost an HVAC need in any place that you live in. I love them. I think they're amazing.
How big is the compressor unit and what's the total cost? It's about...
So total cost, you know, probably somewhere in the $2,500 range for... So the room is about... It's a two-car garage with an 8.5-foot ceiling. Mm-hmm. And I made, you know, I covered the garage door with a wall and insulated everything, obviously. That's it. To the homeowner, somewhere between $25,000 and $3,000, something like that.
All right. We got a question up here about restoring a barn. Haven't had one of those. Tyler from Philadelphia. Tyler?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Guy.
So I bought a two-acre farm last year, I guess a year and a half ago, and it's got a big-ass barn on it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fallen down on one side, and it's got a little lean-to connected to the other. The lean-to is trash. One of the beams broke. It's twisted and fallen. But the other side is all right except for the stone foundation. So now do I try and restore this thing or... Might be better off just knocking it down.
It's got a stone foundation, so it's a really old barn, right?
Yeah, about 200 years old, we think.
And what's the approximate size of it, the square footage of it?
I have no idea. Like, it's probably 100 by 100 feet.
So it's pretty big.
Yeah, pretty good size.
And, well, all right, I'll say a few things. It's on a... stone foundation that's off the ground. It's raised up a little bit.
Yeah, and it's got like a rat slab underneath. It's kind of cracking apart.
Hmm. Okay. And it's got lots of nice big timbers and everything.
Yeah, all like hand planed, and it's no nails holding anything together. It's all wooden pegs.
Hmm. Yeah, I like the idea of saving this thing. you know, there's a lot you can do in terms of the foundation. First off, you get one of those little bottle jacks. They have some of these little mini squatty bottle jacks that'll lift up like 60,000 pounds or something. Like, you'd be surprised.
Like a pole jack?
Huh?
Like a pole jack for a car?
No. A bottle jack.
Okay.
Is a pole jack one like a long one like you'd use on a Jeep with a lift kit?
No. A pole jack's like you put under like suspension or like the, kind of like the trans jack where you can wind it up.
Yeah, and it's a hydraulic jack.
Yeah.
Huh. Call that a pole jack?
Yeah. Gary, I'm a mechanic, so it's
put in pole jack versus bottle jack. Let's see if it's the same thing. Anyway, I've done a lot of this stuff. You can raise things up and you can excavate and you can pour pads and put pier blocks on them or form it up to the bottom plate or whatever it is you want to do. You can do it incrementally. You can start in one corner, do that corner, then go to the other corner, do that corner. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, as far as, you know, the rest of the place goes, you know, that's just going to be up to you, and I don't know what kind of lumber you need. You know, you don't have to get a bunch of new growth stuff from Home Depot. If you go to, you find the right lumber yard, you can get rough sawn stuff, you can get different sizes, you can get cedar. You know, it's not, you know, because you don't want to go to Home Depot, get a bunch of 8-foot 1x6s. Now we're looking at a bottle jack, and that's what's the hefty bottle jack go up to?
In terms of capacity?
Yeah, what's the little one, the little pluggy one there go up to?
This first one here?
No, the one, yeah, the stocky one.
12-ton.
Oh, 12-ton. Okay, so that's what a bottle jack looks like. Now we put in pole jack, and the fucking pole jack is the fucking one that's on the fucking hood of the fucking Jeep with the fucking lift kits on it, which is exactly what I described, and it's right, not hydraulic.
Ugh. So where I come from, high lift jack is what you put on the side of a Jeep. So if you get stuck, you throw that in. It's called a high lift jack. A pole jack is for when you're tightening down suspension bushings, you raise suspension up with a pole jack, it twists. You can get them hydraulic or twist. Yeah, bottle jack. When you say bottle jack, that makes me think like putting on your spare in a car. Like it comes in a little kit.
Gary just typed in pole jack. Am I making this up, Gary?
You are not.
All right. What did I describe? I said it's hydraulic. It's little. It goes under the pole jacks.
Do you want to know what you are? A person that you're the only person I've ever known that literally gets incensed by semantics if they're incorrect.
I am. You can't stand.
You won't be able to sleep or rest tonight. Do you realize that our caller is agitated and this could be an issue?
Yes. All right. Now, I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like when I tell somebody, are you sure it's not that? Before we go look at it, and I'm looking at Matt because we do this all the time, and then he goes, no, it's a ba-ba-ba. The bottle jack is a hydraulic bottle jack. Type in pole jack for a Jeep, and I'll bet you one of those long jacks that goes on the fucking hood of the Jeep is going to come up.
I've been over here searching up hand jack. Good answers over there. You do not want to see those results.
Now, yes. Okay, show Stromer the picture of this. This is exactly what I described when you said pole jack. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm done with my hostilities toward you, Tyler.
I'm Googling pole jack right now, and I'm getting what I'm thinking.
No, you, so now how I feel.
Hold on. You're Googling pole jack right now, and you're getting a hydraulic jack?
No, and I'm getting the twist up with the... It's like a corkscrew, and it goes
right
up and
I said
up
to you,
down.
Is it hydraulic? And you said yes.
Well, it comes as a hydraulic also, but it's on a pole. It's a pole jack. You can get them hydraulic or mechanical.
Are any of those pole jacks hydraulic, Gary?
This one that I'm showing you right now is the only one that I see that might be hydraulic. It's got those tubes going into it, but... I'm sorry.
Would you die to represent your opinion on this? I think you might.
So it's just this one that I'm showing you here. But if you look at all the other pictures that come up when you click Pole Jack, here's another one. But mostly 90% it's not.
All right. Anyway, Tyler, no, do not use a pole jack.
Okay. Now that we got that over with.
Use what I know is called a bottle jack.
Okay.
All right. That will go up to, well, the one I was just shown was like 13,000 pounds, but they can get bigger. You don't need more than that. Jack it up. Oh, do all the shit I told you to do. What other questions?
24,000 pounds.
24,000 pounds.
12 tons is what I told you.
12. Oh, you said 12 tons. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. All right. What else do we got, Tyler? Any other thing?
So on the one side that's falling down, it's got like the stone foundation coming in on one side.
Mm.
So I was...
Use a scissor jack for... No. Go ahead.
So I had a carpenter guy come over and say, like, hey, I recommend doing this. He said, mash through the rat slab, dig down like 2 feet, pour in some quickcrete, and then run poles from those up to the beams and kind of make like an auxiliary wall.
Oh, a foot around the wall like a falling down.
Yeah. Okay. I'll buy that. Don't be mixing up your quickcrete. If you're going to get a bunch of 2x2, by 2 or 2x2 by 16 or something pads, hire a cement truck, get a pumper. Do not mix up the bags. You will be mixing up 175,000 bags. You'll rue the day you try to mix up. You take one of those 2x2x2 pads and you mix that shit up, it's 71 bags. Don't do it.
I just loaded 12 90-pound bags into my truck yesterday of quickcrete, and I had to come home and take a nap.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It's too much.
So, Tyler, get a truck and maybe a pumper.
Okay.
All right. And
Tyler, what are you doing in the barn? What are you making the barn into?
So, like I said, it's got the lean-to on one side and the big barn on the other. And the big barn, I kind of want to turn into just like a cool place to hang out. And the lean-to, I want to turn into like a garage to work on shit.
Because you know what I've seen in barn land is you would literally just cut out 4 or 6 sections of the existing slab and re-pour new footings and make another structure within the barn that's like super mod. So that you have the facade of the barn, but then you have this interior thing that can be like all glass and it becomes an architectural thing. It's amazing looking.
I'm just doing it a much cheaper, you know, way.
Oh God. Come on. Find a budget, Tyler. Jesus.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. That could be an interesting project. Let's see. John, 49, from Ventura, has a house from 1927. I rebuilt the house from 1927.
Is that the one with the bar under the pool?
Mm-hmm. Once, though, anchor with Simpson's strong tie anchors, but because of the rough sawn lumber, he's having trouble finding anchors that are the right size. Well, this is a very provocative question. One that I shall answer right after a quick spot. Meter. Yeah, the holidays are here. It's the official time for putzing around in your sweatpants and hanging out at the house. And how about some cooking? How do you know the meat's ready? Well, now you know. Meter. Bluetooth meat thermometer. Keeps an eye on the food, lets you know when it's ready. This is a great, great gadget. You put a probe into the meat. And it's got 2 temperature sensors in it. Along with the Meter app, it gives you a countdown on your phone. Yes, everybody. I don't do a ton of barbecuing. You know what happens? I tried to do some barbecuing once, and foodie Jimmy Kimmel came over and yelled at me and told me I was doing it wrong, and it scared me. He shamed me. He barbecue shamed me.
That's called meat shame, by the way.
I was meat shamed later on. Yeah. Anyway, Use a grill. You can use it in a smoker. You can use it sous vide cooking, air fryer, rotisserie, whatever. It's the perfect tool. It's the perfect gift. And with the code ACE at meter.com. That's ACE at meter.com. You get 15% off, right, Matt?
That's right. Get 15% off with code ACE at meater.com. 15% off when you use code ACE at meter.com. Let Meter help make your holiday meals absolutely perfect.
Okay. Someone has a urinal question, but first, John up here. John 49 Ventura.
Yeah, right here.
Hi, guy.
Johnny.
How's it going?
Hey, so.
You were saying that you redid a 1927 house, so you're probably familiar. I've got true 4x4 posts that go to true 4x4 beams supporting 2x8. Choice. Mm-hmm. So I want to anchor down, and it's all on a slab, so I want to anchor down those 4x4 posts using the Simpson strong tie, you know, jack up the house, get the post out, set it into the strong tie, but they don't make a Simpson strong tie for a true 4x4. It's just a, you know, 3 1/4 or whatever.
Three and a half. Well, 3.5 plus a little bit. What I would do up top is I would go with the flat T style and through bolt it. Put one on each side of the 4x, one running down the 4x4, the other going across the top, hence T. Simpson makes those. They make a 10-inch one or a 1-foot one or something like that. You could put one on each side of the post, and you could through bolt it.
Gotcha.
That sounds pretty reasonable, Ryan.
Yeah, I've got those for that, but how do I get it into the pad on the ground to keep that post kind of shifting? Because right now it's, you know, old school. It's just resting.
Well, okay.
Gingerly on the pad.
So on the pad, you would use an L type bracket, and I would do the same thing. I'd go with an L bracket. If you want to overkill it, go with an L bracket on each side of the 4x4 and through bolt it. You could probably just put an L bracket on one side of the 4x4 and lag it into the 4x4, and then it's going to sit on top of the bottom plate, and then you're going to drill through the bottom plate. You're going to drill through into the slab or into the footing on the perimeter. You're going to clean the hole out with a bottle brush and compressed air. And then you're going to take a piece of all thread and you're going to take epoxy and you're going to put it in the hole. You're going to drop the all thread down into it with a washer and nut on it. And that's how you're going to do the bottom.
Gotcha. And you like the epoxy and all thread over those concrete compression bolts. You've seen those where you just kind of drill the hole, pound them in, and then as you're tightening the bolts, it expands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, an expansion bolt. Sure. You could do that. You could even just get a big Titan bolt.
I like those Titans. Yeah, I like the Titans.
I've used long Titans. Sometimes you have to order them special or something, but you get like a 10-inch Titan or a 9-inch Titan or something like that and just drill it and just ratchet it right through the top plate, right through the L bracket. Yeah, use a Titan bolt.
Okay.
Make sure you have a hammer drill, or you rent a hammer drill with a masonry bit.
Yep, I've got one. So excellent. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Well, there you go, buddy.
Glad
to help. Yeah, it's interesting when you do this stuff enough, or have done enough of it. When he's talking, I'm picturing everything he's saying, you know what I mean? Like I can see the whole thing. I don't know why, what he needed us for.
Right.
He probably could have.
That's right.
He had that one figured out on his own.
Well, I think he wants the chance to talk to the Oracle. Is that so wrong?
Mm. Cannot kind blame.
Of heats up your day a little bit.
Yeah. Cannot blame a man for that. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Grout. Hey, Stromer, I was thinking about you the other day.
Yes, sir.
Is there such a thing as a grout brush?
Yes. You mean in terms of cleaning existing grout?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, if you went to Home Depot, could you buy a grout brush?
Yes, they sell grout brushes, and you can use your phosphoric acid and water combination, 3-to-1 water to phosphoric acid. Pour it on, let it sit, keep it wet, keep it saturated, wear goggles, wear gloves, and scrub away to your heart's content.
Gary's,
you don't want to use something that has metal in it, because it might leave coloring in the grout itself. So it's usually a natural bristle brush.
Mm.
and boy, it works like a charm if you keep it wet and keep it wet for a couple of, like, maybe 20 minutes, half hour, letting it sit, keep spraying it or pouring it on there. And then after it's wet for a while, then you agitate it. Don't make the mistake of doing it immediately and thinking it's not doing the job. It has to sit.
Yeah, no one's interested. I just felt like I dominated the last question, so I'd throw you out a grout bone. You know what I mean?
I so appreciate it. It gives me a chance to speak and feel like I'm part of this.
Yeah, you're participating. It's important to feel like you're part of the team.
But what you don't know is when I'm on the camera with you, I never wear pants, because that gives me a sense of that I'm actually doing something that only I know I'm doing.
Yeah, I think it makes you the top in this relationship. So we do have a grout question coming up, but we also have Rafi from Studio City. Hey, Rafi.
Hey, Sky, Mr. Stromer.
That's right.
How are you fellas doing?
Rafi, are you the same Rafi who's trying to lose weight?
Hello, sir.
But I have lost weight listening to you and Vinny Tortorich. Thank you. That's a separate note, but...
No, yeah. Drew and I got a call from 31-year-old Rafi from Glendale the other day and had some questions about Vinny Tortorich. So it's kind of funny that
I'm the 31-year-old Rafi from Studio City who called about the masks making you more free.
Oh, that Rafi. Sorry. Got a lot of Rafis in my life. All right.
Side note, I have lost 100 pounds thanks to you and Drew, so thank you.
Okay, well, good.
Jeez.
This is pretty inside baseball, but you're bifolding doors. That guy's name also, Rafi. Guy that I'm working with.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I'm moving to Armenia.
And then the great guitar, the child guitar player, Rafi. Don't forget him.
That's right.
That was my first concert as a child. Radio City.
Changed my life.
That was my first concert as a child, too.
What the fuck is going on in here?
Take spoons. You play along.
You know, this is Rafi Fever, by the way.
I don't even... Who is this Rafi guitarist?
He's the guy that sings, "The more we get together, that guy. You know, it's him and the guitar on stage, making kids feel all warm and tingly inside.
All right. We got to get you in studio, Stromer. You're busting up over there. All right. Let's see. So, Rafi, what was the question?
Baby Beluga. Oh, baby Beluga.
It was big for 80s babies.
Oh.
Grandmas and grandpas. And hello to you. The more we get together, the more we get together.
All right. How much does this guy wish he was in Pearl Jam?
Your friends are my friends.
All right.
My friends are your friends.
I want to give a quick shout out to my horrible, lazy, and cheap parents. My first concert was me going with my buddy Jeff Katz to see the Cars at the Long Beach Civic when I was 17. My parents never took me anywhere, so I missed all of the young crappy shit that would be stuck in my head if I was 7 and my parents dragged me to this thing. So, Rafi.
Yes, sir.
The question is what?
Question is, I suffer from medical conditions, but that's not the question. I have a heavy stream when I go. Mm-hmm. And I have a profession these days where I'm using, I'm out and about the town. I actually work the San Fernando Valley, and I use a lot of different urinals throughout the day. Now, because of my heavy stream, I experience splashback in different types of urinals. I get a little spritz on my shins. I call it shin spritz. Mm-hmm. My question to you is, why do we not have a universal urinal design, a UUD, if you will. And what are your top three urinal designs? Because I have mine, and I'm just curious as to what your favorite place to relieve yourself would be.
Well, I've done a lot of urinals. I put a urinal in my house, put a urinal in my shop. I've done a lot of different urinals for and a lot of different designs. I try to just pick the one that sort of is in keeping with the motif of the house, you know, like the one that just whatever the architecture of the house is, the one that kind of makes the most sense for that. So I don't really have a personal favorite. I think you should get yours. They have old school. They have modern style. There's a lot of they have waterless ones. There's a lot of different motifs. I would just say the one that is my favorite is the one that works best for the area it's going in. Stromer?
Can I just interject something? Don't you think that we ought to give a big shout out to Rafi's prostate? I mean, anybody that can actually get the splashback is in really good shape. So we can't just gloss that over.
Yeah,
right?
You got a nice PSI.
It just makes its way around the bowl and out the other side. It's a problem.
Yeah. Well,
fantastic.
Yeah, you got too much hose for the kiddie pool. It's my grandfather. It's my grandfather had a huge urethra. Used to say. Thanks, Rafi. All right, let's see there now. Some hot grout talk for Stromer, everybody. What is it on Stromer's side that whenever he goes above 14 decibels, it chops out? Is
Zoom there... has a thing built in where it tries to eliminate sounds from peaking.
Oh, that's
so
what,
there's like a gate built into it so that it doesn't blow your speakers out.
Oh, that's what the phenomenon is. Yeah,
deleting my ability to actually say things. That's great.
you're pegging your meter. So you're annoying the shit out of your family while not entertaining the listeners. It's win-win. Hey, Roger, 57 from Valencia.
Hello there, Adam.
Hi, Guy.
And Eric. Hi, guys. I have a shower, 25 years old, that is the grout is deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
What's the easiest way to remove enough grout so I could regrout it?
You want to remove, well, see, it's funny because we're talking about grout brushes, but now they have grout removers, that kind of tungsten looking thing, kind of looks like a toothbrush, but it's got a tungsten blade on the end of it. And you just rub it in and out of there. Is that the best way to get rid of grout, Stromer?
Yeah, if it's sanded grout and your grout joint is larger than an eighth of an inch, then you're going to want to use the old grout saw. And that literally is a device, as Adam said, on a stick that basically has a heavy-duty razor blade that has diamond particles on the end of it. Enables you to actually literally saw out grout joints. So make sure that you don't, once you're in the tile, don't tweak the angle of that thing because it could crack and chip off the finish of the tile. So stay in that straight groove. And if it's not sanded and it's unsanded, a lot of times you can just use a single edge razor blade and come at it at different angles into the joint from the top and the bottom or from the side to the side. And it'll clear out just enough to get below the surface of the tile so that you can then regrout it and make it flush when you go ahead and do that application. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But there's no chemical. You were talking about the phosphoric acid that won't remove it.
No, the chemical won't take the grout out. It'll just lighten the color of the grout stained. Yeah, you got to do the manual labor on it.
Yeah, okay. It's just that gets time consuming and
what color,
muscle hurting.
What color is it now?
It's white.
And the grout's white?
Yeah.
Why don't you just spray it? Why don't you just paint the whole thing?
Well, I have some areas that's missing grout.
Well, why don't you put in grout where it's missing grout and have the whole thing just sprayed white?
Yeah. Okay. But if there's only kind of a little bit of grout missing, I can just force it in there with the float and
100%.
Yeah. Yep. Push the grout in there. I've painted showers. I've done this more than once. There's companies that'll do it, but you can do it yourself. just paint, just repair all the grout and paint the whole thing white.
Okay.
It'll look good.
Then that's the plan.
Yeah. You can go to Home Depot. I think you can probably get some tile paint or special paint that can mix it up. Change the color if you want. You probably have to like scuff it a little bit. I don't know, TSP or whatever, muriatic acid or something, you know, just clean it real good, scuff it, go check online, but then put it on with a weenie. You know, if you got a sprayer, spray it. But if you got a foam weenie roller, like a high, tight, dense, tight cell one, do that.
Okay. I'll give that a try.
Okay. Let's see. Stromer, you got a spot over there to do?
Well, God, do I ever. Geico, everybody. Do you own or rent your home? Well, sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It is Geico easy. Visit Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
All right, we'll take our last call. We'll do a slightly shorter show because Stromer's connection's a little wanky today. We'll figure it out for the next episode. Norman, 37, Connecticut.
I hope my connection is not as wanky as Stromer's.
It is crystal clear. Yeah,
but get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Always a pleasure, my friends. Yep. I appreciate you taking my call. Quick
Thank
question
you.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the process of finishing a basement. So we've made a finished basement and did some nice vinyl flooring and sheetrocked everything and got everything all crown molded. I'm working on the stairs. I just ripped up some nasty old kind of like indoor-outdoor, really commercial-grade carpeting. And wondering, what should I do to the stairs? Should I sand them down and stain them? Should I do more carpet? Should I do a runner? What would you guys recommend how I tackle this one?
What year is the house?
Late 80s.
All right. So you're not going to be able to stain the stairs. First off, it had carpet. So it's got a million holes in it from the tackless strip that was put in it, number one. Number two, it's plywood. So it's going to look like ass if you stain it. So now where are we at? Well, where we're at is either more carpet or some sort of veneer or some sort of hardwood or some sort of whatever. Now, I don't know. What's the landing up top? Is that more carpet?
No, it's actually my kitchen floor. It's hardwood.
So you get to the top of the stairs and you go into your kitchen. What, do you live on a boat? What the fuck's going on
wish,
over there?
Man, I wish. It's just it's a standard colonial garage. Comes in one side and come up the stairs right into the kitchen.
Go right into the kitchen and you step onto the hardwood.
Correct.
Well, it wouldn't be bad to try to ascertain how thick the hardwood was that's in the kitchen so that you could have an estimation of that so you could possibly match it so that top step wasn't taller or different from a middle step, for instance. You understand that concept?
I do, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a million different things you could do. You could do something funky and vinyl with like an aluminum bullnose or something on the front of the stairs. You could just go with a standard hardwood, but you still have to kind of go with a bullnosey kind of thing. Whatever it is, no staining. Carpet, I don't know. Carpet on stairs always feels a little weird for some reason. Go online and look for all the different kinds of veneers and vinyls and bullnoses, and you could get a brushed, a stainless steel one or a chrome one or an anodized one in the bullnose department. And you could do it on the tread and you could do it on the riser. And that sounds pretty cool. Or go with a wood, and whatever you do, glue the shit out of it. I mean, you just don't want that stuff creaking or walking around, you know? I would really use a mastic and a notch trowel and like two cinder blocks and really, really get that stuff permanently and thoroughly adhered to those risers. Obviously, you can pop, you know, you can pop a gun nail or two in certain places into it, but I'd try to stay clear of that. I would get a good mastic and a good notch trowel and really just adhere that stuff. And by the way, once you get those stairs stripped, screw the shit out of them so they're not creaking. They're going to have some old nails in them or some shitty screws. Go get some serious screws and not drywall screws, some good timber type screws, and really screw that thing down before you then do the mastic and the either the wood or the veneer.
Okay, makes sense. Hey, Ace Man, I got to say, once again, a wealth of knowledge, and not all heroes wear capes. Keep fighting the good fight. I appreciate your help.
Love you, Norman. You're supposed to say love you too, Ace Man.
I love you too, Ace Man.
Well, yeah, but it's no good when I coax it. Let's try it again.
All right.
No, we'll get it. We'll clean it up. Oh. We'll clean up and post.
Right back.
Love you, Norm. Okay. Let me do it first. Love you, Norman.
Ace Man, love you even more, my friend.
God bless.
Ooh, that was heartfelt. Yeah, much better.
Yeah, but Stromer, don't comment on it because we're going to edit out the first part and tighten it up.
Sorry.
Let's get
you want to do it again?
Well, let's just get your take and then we'll add it on to his.
Okay.
All right, so I'll be Norman.
Okay.
And then you just react organically.
Okay.
But don't say much better or that was a good one. That time, okay. You know, understand?
Let me try. So I'm sorry. I'm you.
No.
Who am I?
Well, we gotta. That really.
Am I going to be Norman, or am I going to?
No,
be
you're you commenting on Norman.
Okay, tell me when.
We're going to cut this part out too.
Okay. How was that? Was that good?
You just nodded. You have to say something.
Oh, I did.
Okay. Well, I'll be Norman.
Okay, and I'm going to be you.
No. You be you, Stromer.
I don't know if I can.
You react in what Norman said. All right. Love you, Ace Man.
How's that?
It seemed a little forced. You know, they say most models can't act. But let's just try it one more time and just sort of heartfelt, you know.
Okay, just coach me. Am I you or am I Norman? Or am I me being me?
You're you being you in this case.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
But I'm me being Norman.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Love you, Ace Man.
Oh, my God. How's that?
I think we'll use the first take. Matt, you can put that together, right?
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Love you, Ace Man. And you got to cut out the part where I say you can put that together.
I like to give you three.
So all right, let's do one more.
All right, post, as
let's
they say.
Do one more.
One
okay.
More. Okay.
I'm not going to count the head nod as one.
Okay, Red.
Love you, Ace Man.
That's right, God damn it.
Matt, you just listen to it in post and just go with your gut.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right. November 20th and 21st, West Palm Beach at the Improv, doing live shows there. Early show, late show, live ACS show, early stand-up show, late. And then a matinee with Mark Garagos, going to do a Reasonable Doubt over there. January 15th and 16th, Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club. And come out. Just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live stand-up shows everywhere, and go to chassis.com and check out all our movies we have to offer there and our Pluto TV channel, 585. And subscribe to my YouTube page and watch a bunch of free stand-up there. All right. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.